H, freedom to choose her own lifestyle. In other words, when we bow our heads, we're submitting offering of our own divine essence. So they're saying like we're standing up. And what they mean by that is there's this very intense, I will call it, and the card I'm seeing is triumphant success, broadcast of our true, self-revelation in English, or true self. Now, this is what is cascading us with heavenly bliss. What we've all been attending to one degree or another, is the ego's fashion. In other words, the projected image of self. How we see ourselves is what we're releasing, the folklore, is that we have been responding to the projection that was placed on ourselves by others. So parents, teachers, cousins, nephews, brothers, sisters, the list goes on. And so what we're doing is relieving ourselves in like fashion. So in other words, coming to our own God's administration, God being the God essence of self, our I am presence, because this is what we have been attesting to all along, and we've been gaining influence, we've been gaining strength, we've been gaining resistance to fear. So they're showing me a green Tara card from one of my decks, and green Tara is the Divine Mother. And she also presents with great effectiveness, wisdom, transformational lightness. She comes with a lot of power, and she has the ability to cut through delusion. So when we're talking about various ascended masters, they're saying, please understand, you're simply witnessing that divine reality of yourself. So in the true essence, all the Buddhas are us. All the ascended masters are various reflections. They're saying from time to time, depending on what we lean upon, of our own true understanding. So we're going to call forth different masters in different time periods to sort of bring out that aspect of ourselves until we become whole. So the green Tara aspect is really one of triumph over fear. And that fear was what we assimilated with. It's not our true nature at all. There is no fear. It's an illusionary state. So each of us are coming from higher regions, meaning higher dimensional states, where we have already overcome fear. So we each know how to resonate with that alignment. Now, it's very important that we keep that in our back pocket, that we sort of keep that available. So it's sort of like, put that on the side, but somewhere where you can see it. So what we're remembering is that we already exist beyond the illusionary state of fear. So, as time will allow, as time will suggest, and what they mean by that is we are occurring within the belief of fear and outside of the belief of fear. And so what we're doing is we're strengthening our emphasis, meaning joining hands with that aspect of self that has already arrived. So if you can remember this like overlay, this pronouncement where we're in our justified state. In other words, we've walked out of the illusion of separation, the illusion where we could be at the mercy of another, or we could be crying out in pain. And so the pain isn't always physical pain, emotional pain. It's like, why can't I make things work? Why do things keep without my reach? So this is the stronghold. And if you can just imagine Archangel Michael's sort of light, or Manjushri's sort of wisdom, like just slashing that, so that you stay present. Now, when I say stay present, I literally have this deity with just like 1,000 arms. And so those thousand arms are like cutting very quickly, 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 like cutting through all our delusions, cutting through all that which has kept us in suffering, that which has kept us in binds, the chains that bind us. So how we create, what we experience, has to do with what we believe in our consciousness. It has to do with our illusionary state, meaning the beliefs. So just imagine you have a card deck, and each card states a belief that you swallowed whole. So when all these swords are going cut, 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 what they're doing is they're restoring you to proper destiny, because they're allowing you to ingest your wholeness. Because what we manifest has to do with, we have God creative ability, because we in essence are God in form, but we have been drawing from lower achievement, meaning these projected beliefs of the false illusionary state. So as we come upon our quickening is our true reality. Now that is what, remember, the forecast destiny. In other words, this is where we are coming into our illuminated state. We're coming into our wholeness. We're coming into our truth. We're coming into our true lifestyle, in that we are, in essence, light beings that have already graduated. We're allowing that truth to attest. We're allowing ourselves to feel that rite of passage. And as we do, they're saying we cry out for mercy, but it's not we're crying out to someone outside that can say yes or no. We're agreeing with our divine counterpart that is coming into extreme proximity, because we're allowing it, because we're dismissing charges against self, because we're projected realities of the past. Now, the reason I keep, like, I can get the words out per se is every time I'm personally speaking a word, it's like I'm agreeing to the new, what would you call that? Like new lifestyle, new exposure. And so it has to pass by my own field. In other words, I have to come to see anew in order to bring it forth. So this is long lasting. This is our destiny. This is where we're the angels of God's choir, standing ably on earth. So again, how we bring change to earth, how we bring peace to earth, how we bring unified field, is we stand in that authority. So allow yourself to be given at last your whole semblance. So this is where we graduate. This is where we step out in faith, and we're stepping out in faith in our new authority, in our new exposure, in our new sunshine, in our new light stream. So again, it's sort of like I have this, like, almost like this devilish energy card. But what it is it's not the devil. It's sort of like standing up to the devil, if you will. And it's like, I'm just as strong. So again, these are just form creatures, so that our mind plays with. It's just various aspects of our beliefs. And what we're doing is creating a landslide. We're creating a unified consent. We're creating a new establishment. And so, in essence, we're stepping out into a new reality, into a new timeline that we're well acquainted with. So well acquainted with is, it's very easy, it's very comfortable once we naturally assimilate, because we're waking up to our true selves. So it's sort of like, can you be your true self? Well, it's me. It's the truth of me. So as you will establish yourself in new beginnings is your world seems to be the same, but it's completely altered, because they're saying you're hanging on every word, meaning that you're agreeing to the higher decibel. You're agreeing to the higher exposure. You're agreeing to your rite of passage. So receive this vibrational awareness in all of its arrivals. All of its arrivals is Yes, 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 and yes. When I'm saying this, it's like you're stringing pearls of higher wisdom, stringing pearls of joy, stringing pearls of love's endurance. And that becomes the building blocks of consciousness in which you create your new tomorrows, because now everything you draw upon is the bringer of life, is the bringer of the Christ union, is the bringer of the new reality that we are offering to the earth. So this is where we have come to be in charge, and what we're in charge of is our consciousness, is our light, is our focus. So each of us are stepping into new orchestration. That means as you walk through your days, as you walk through your nights, you're going to see the old perhaps pass by on its way out. We're in charge of now choosing the higher destiny, the higher promotion. But as we step out in faith, what we're each going to understand is there's a place of new beginnings to arrive at. In other words, you're going to feel that choice, and it's going to be pretty pronounced so that you can step upon. It's coming to meet you because you've already graduated, because you've said yes, because you've said, declared your destiny, because, and I'm just seeing the Knight of Swords. Like, so remember that sword that's just cutting through the delusion of false beliefs and allowing your acquitted passage, your rite of passage. So as you will harmonize with the light, as you will harmonize with these orchestrations of true consent. So when I'm saying true consent, it's like the energy, if I could just put a word to it, it's now. Now, N-O-W, in these huge extraordinary letters, like the N starts on the floor and it reaches up to the ceiling. Now, that is the weight that each of us possess. That's the weight of our master consciousness, which we're each establishing on earth. That's the reason we've been given life. That's the reason we've arrived, where it's like, I don't think I'm part of this consciousness. And they're like, hooray, you've noticed. You've noticed. So let us help you return. Let us help you stand up. Let us help you parlay into your destiny. So what we're doing is we're saying goodbye to fright. We're saying goodbye to fear. We're saying goodbye to old beliefs. We're saying goodbye to all of the established doctrine that we're now overriding, that we're now dismissing within our own vestibule. In other words, in terms of our own consciousness, in terms of our own agreement. So as you will establish yourself in faith, faith is in your true self. Faith is in your I am presence, your divine self, your divine witness, your divine mastery, your divine acceptance. So we're the ones, like, you get a package. Will you accept it? Will you sign for it? And they're wanting me to pause. So each of us say yes. You may say yes in aromatic, like we're all coming into our master multidimensional self. So you may have heard yes in not English. You may see a sign or a symbol or a dove or Jeshua or whoever arrives or Isis. But trust whatever's appearing. I just have this like pyramid that's moving in circles. It's just circling around. Trust what arrives. Allow your fate to be sealed, meaning you're requesting your divine presence, your divine authority, to take over your ship, meaning to come into form, to operate through you as you will transmit, God's light. Now, when I say as you will transmit God's light, I just see light pouring through everybody's eyes. So everybody is bringing forth healing. And so we're each the Christ walking on earth in different states of remembrance. Allow truth to be heard, felt, received. Allow changes to begin easily, naturally, with ease and grace as you receive your divine self. And so it is. So much love to everybody for joining.